What is up, everybody? It is Jordan, and I just want to say happy 4th of July. If you're not in the United States, you know, happy 4th of July anyways. It's what's going on over here, so, you know, I should probably say it. Let's be real right now, okay? I don't really like fireworks. A shocking statement to start off this broadcast with. Jordan Taylor doesn't really like fireworks. I don't understand the point of them. I've never liked shooting them off. It just seems like an unnecessary risk to just unprofessional shooting off these explosives really close to you. It just seems stupid to me. So I've never been a fan of shooting them off. I've had friends that have like gotten hurt with fireworks, friends who have almost gotten seriously hurt with fireworks. You know, if something would have just hit, you know, an inch over, they could have gotten really hurt. Just stuff like that. So I've never really liked fireworks because of that. But tonight, me and Sarah, you know, she was like, hey, so there's a fireworks show near our, you know, near our new house or whatever. And I was like, I mean, yeah, we can go. You know, I just am not a huge fan of fireworks, but like, you know, I know you really love fireworks and everything. So, you know, we can go. That'll be a lot of fun. So we decided to go. And so we drive over to this park over by our house, and we watch the fireworks. And as I was sitting there, you know, taking my time lapse on my phone, because that's how I keep myself, you know, busy. It was actually a pretty sweet time lapse, I'm not going to lie. But as I was standing there, and you know, it was just like in this football field, and it was like a football field that was like really, really close to us, and I was able to actually like see them shoot off, like just like it was like this really big elaborate show and everything. So it was like just really cool to see the show up that close and just actually see them leave the ground. I don't know why, that was just really cool to me. I know like everybody always sees fireworks shoot from the ground because like they're shooting them off themselves, but like, you know, for some reason seeing like professionals down there on the ground, like, you know, obviously it's something that they're very passionate about because they're professionals at it. Like, just seeing, I don't know, to me, seeing professionals doing something that they are trained to do and love to do, and like seeing it actually work, and like that everybody's enjoying it and everything, I don't know, that brings me a sense of happiness. I think I really just like watching people. I enjoy watching people who have dedicated their lives to being really good at something do that thing, and a lot of people enjoying it. That makes me happy. And so I actually had a really good time tonight. Like, I normally don't have much fun seeing fireworks go off, but for some reason, because like normally I see fireworks, you know, they're like off in the distance, I'm like, oh, okay, there's things exploding in the air, it's so exciting, it's colorful. But like tonight, because it was so close to me, and because I could actually see the people like firing them off and everything, like, I don't know, it was a different perspective, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I also got some really amazing pictures of Sarah. I got like these awesome pictures of like her silhouettes and stuff, and like, because there was so, it looked like a war zone, it looked like the Civil War or something like that, all the smoke. It was pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it was very smoky. Very smoky, but it was awesome. I want to get to some of your call-ins tonight. Still have a ton of call-ins I need to get to. And yeah, I also have a couple of updates on how my video is going. I know you guys were worried about me with my video. You know, I have been so morbidly depressed over the last couple days. So I just wanted to give you an update on how that's going. So yeah, stay tuned. Okay, before I start listening and answering your call-ins, whatever you guys have to say, thank you so much for calling in, by the way. I just wanted to say that I'm feeling much better. I know over the past couple of days I have seemed sad or like worried about my video, but I spent a lot of time editing today, probably too much time, because Sarah actually had the day off, and then I just kept editing, and, you know, oh, well, let me fix this little part, and let me fix this little part, oh, you know, oh, it'd be cool if I added this, or if I did this, you know. About, you know, 5 hours later, it's, you know, nearing about, you know, 5 o'clock, and I'm like, I should probably stop, This is Sarah's day off. This is the 4th of July. I'm supposed to be, you know, doing fun things, as I'm told. And so I had to put it away. I had to stop. I showed Sarah what I had so far, which was pretty much the entire video except for a couple of parts, and she really liked it. So I'm feeling good. Yeah, I still have a few more things to do with it, but yeah, it's pretty exciting that I'm pretty much done with the video. So yes, thank you guys. A lot of you called in and said some encouraging things to me, which was really nice. I really appreciate that, and like it actually really helped me to keep going and not get so down on myself. You know, because you know what, I get down on myself a lot. I'll admit, I really do. So yeah, I'm glad that there's a platform out like Anchor where I can actually, you know, it's one thing to like read tweets from people like, oh, you know, it's okay and stuff like that. But like when I actually like hear you guys tell me that, you know, you appreciate what I do and that like, it's, you know, you're not upset that I didn't upload 1 week, like that you understand, that means a lot. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. And, yeah, so now we're going to get to some of your call-ins. Right now.
Hey Jordan, I just want to say thanks for a couple things. Number one, thanks for bringing an incredible community here. Some of the people who follow you are some of the nicest people ever. I also want to say thank you for sharing what it's like to be a creative person and the struggles you go through. I think sort of the unfiltered version you gave us here today is pretty valuable for people to hear. And three, I really like the way your the style of the stuff that you create. It's sort of stepping up. I think it's stepping up the game of everybody on Anchor and kind of showing us, you know, kind of we're definitely riffing off of the things that certain people are doing on here, and I think you're one of them. Also, I appreciate the silver lining you have of taking a video and saying, well, I'm not going to post it this week, so I'm ahead for next week. I thought that was really cool, just being optimistic in that way. And as I'm running out of time here, just a general thank you for the human being you are, sir. I'm digging it.
Wow, so many compliments, man. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you're, you know, enjoying what I'm doing here on Anchor. I feel like over the past, you know, this is the third day now, I've really just kind of picked up my phone and just talked into it and just really unfiltered and everything like that. But I've actually really enjoyed that. I feel like it needs to be a little more structured than I have been doing it over the past 3 days. Maybe like a mixture of what I was doing, you know, earlier this week or in last week and stuff like that, and a mixture of like what I'm doing right now, which is just kind of more just talking and just trying to be honest about like what's going on and stuff with my channel and my videos and stuff. And yeah, so I mean, man, really, I appreciate all the kind words, and I'm glad that you say that I'm a great human being. That that's really nice.
Hi Jordan and Sarah, this is Ariel. First, I want to say thank you so much for airing my call in the other day. And the second thing is I'd love to ask both of you a question. Do you ever feel that the internet is breaching your privacy? I know that you guys are just such great role models because you're so real. And I was wondering how you put up boundaries while also being very open and honest with your audience. And I would just love to hear your thoughts on that from both of you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, I came out. Sarah told me that we need to talk about the answer first, but you know what? I'm feeling optimistic about this response, and I'm eating watermelon, and that's making me not want to think really hard about my response. Don't ask me why.
So I'm answering the question?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, okay. I would say no, that I don't feel like it encroaches on our privacy, because we have full control over what we post, and I feel like we are careful to not overdo it or just to be aware of how it's affecting our relationship or what we should and should not post.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess like what do you think that she's meaning by like, what, like, what's something that we would, this is a stupid question, but like, what's something that we would choose not to share that would, like, it doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to do something special for Sarah, but I'm going to record it and just show it online so that it makes me look good, like that kind of thing? Is that what?
I think of, I mean, I guess our engagement would be a good example of our boundaries on what we share and what we don't share, as far as like you vlogged that day. But yet, I still feel like we had lots of like time that we didn't show on camera, of like where we just kind of took in the moment. And it wasn't like we included everyone, but it wasn't like on camera 24/7 for the entire event.
Right. Yeah, like when I guess that's a good point. Like when I think of like our engagement video, I think of it more as like that was something that like the camera was like a secondary thing. Sarah's phone's going off. The camera was like a secondary thing, but like when I think about that day, I don't think about me having a camera, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think of, and I was really careful to not make it feel like that day I was just like recording everything. I really barely recorded it at all, like to the point where when I sat down to edit it, I was like, man, I hope that I got anything. Like it was actually good that Josh and Kelly were there because Josh was taking pictures and then Kelly was like recording the moment, and like I didn't have my camera on me during that. I was just like, if I did, like I went into that and it was just total like luck basically that she filmed, because like what would there would be no video. Like I was literally anticipating when I was proposing that like I was just not going to video that part. Like I wasn't going to have any footage of that, and I was going to try and make it work somehow, but then she did, so.
Well, and I also think that we're very like conscious to not like separating like our private lives to our public lives. We don't really do anything to embarrass each other unless the other one's okay with it. I know I do embarrassing things on film sometimes, but
Speaking of too much information to share online, does eating too much watermelon have to make you have to go to the bathroom at night?
Hey Jordan, just a quick random question. What are some of your favorite foods?
Sarah was shocked that I was about to skip over this question. I love pizza. What? Why is that funny to you? I love pizza. I love apples. I love almond butter. I love cashew butter. I just made some cashew butter today. I love, what else? Something else that I love.
Chili.
I love chili. I love meatloaf. I love mashed potatoes.
You have mangoes.
I love mangoes. Now, those are really annoying to eat because they like are never ripe, it doesn't seem like.
Do you love watermelon?
Not really. I mean, watermelon's okay. But I would much rather have an apple and almond butter. I love avocados. I mean, strawberries they're okay, but fun story. This is another me sharing too much. One time I was sick and I was throwing up a lot and I just kept eating strawberries. And so I kept throwing up strawberries. And so,
Why the heck did you do
and it really didn't make sense why I kept eating strawberries when I had like a stomach bug when you're like not supposed to eat. I was just, I was hungry. And so anytime I eat a strawberry, it reminds me of that very dark day in my life. I think that's about all the things that I eat. I have been going to sleep very, very late recently. I'm used to going to sleep at 10 o'clock, so it's like 11 o'clock right now. I'm already off an hour. It's 11:09. Dang it. So guys, I'm gonna go to sleep. Wake up tomorrow. I'm gonna have like more of a show type format for my broadcast tomorrow. It'll be in the afternoon sometime. Probably sometime between 5 and 7 or something like that. So, yeah, stay tuned. And yes, we'll have some fun topics to talk about tomorrow that I'm not sure what they're going to be, but I do have a little bit of an idea. So, yes, I will see you tomorrow. Hearts and kisses. Be sure that you eat some watermelon tonight, but not too late at night so you don't have to go to the bathroom, you know what I'm saying?